Hello, this is Matt.
Hi, Matt. Matt, it's Paul calling you back here from Local Splash. I know we kind of went over a lot of information quickly yesterday. Did you have any questions for me at this point?
Yeah, hold on. I'm going to be driving. I'm not now, but I'm going to put my earbuds in so I can go hands-free.
Okay.
There we go. How's that?
That's perfect. I can hear you perfectly. So again, it's a month-to-month service. You get a detailed reporting and tracking system. I was able to waive the initial setup fee, keep the Facebook ads in play, but it's exactly $249 a month, month-to-month, no contract.
Is there like a limited time for the $249?
No, that's going to be the exact amount no matter how long you keep the service. It's not going to be like an introductory rate. It's not going to balloon up on you later on. It is a reduced rate for younger companies, but like I said, it's a fixed rate. So whether you keep the service for months or years, it would just be that exact amount. And it is to the penny. You know, you're not paying per lead, click, call, or job, not a percentage of your profits or anything like that. So no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it's a flat rate. There's no taxes or fees or anything like that.
Now, if I decide to change locations to another state, is that a simple process? Or?
Yeah, I mean, it is a pretty simple process in that it's straightforward, but we would have to get you re-verified in the different state and things like that. We would probably push the billing out for you. There might be a couple of weeks downtime when it's in transition, but we would adjust your billing accordingly.
Okay. All right. You did mention a website, too.
Mm-hmm.
Has somebody already reached out to me about the website?
I sent the email out to you, and the email does have kind of a mock-up of what your website could look like. I mean, obviously, it's going to be specific to your business, your pictures, you know, slogan, motto, et cetera. But we would be able to include that website at no additional cost. And there is a website demo on there, so you can kind of click on that and see how your website would render on different devices, laptop, tablet, smartphone.
Okay. Well, there's been some British guy that keeps hitting me up, and he changes his number after I block him because he wanted $2,000 for
a
website.
And, uh-huh.
And advertisements and stuff like that.
Wow.
And I wasn't ready to do it, but he's relentless, and he just won't back off. So I thought maybe that was...
That is not us. Yeah, that's a completely separate company. We are calling...
No. I know it's a separate company. I'm just wondering if you had somebody reach out to me already about a website, because somebody did, and I keep, you know, I don't know who it is because I don't answer the call.
Got it. Yeah, no, I mean, I'm the account manager here at this point. Since it came across my desk, I'm the only one that would be touching it until we get things set up. I mean, once you move forward, obviously we're going to do a client interview. I don't conduct client interviews. One of our technicians will give you a follow-up call, spend about 30, 40 minutes talking to you in detail about your services and service area, helps us to build out your website and create the additional content.
Okay. So that wasn't you guys. What I'm finding, if you don't mind me saying, is that, you know, I have signs posted around town. People take pictures of the sign.
Okay.
And they start, you know, harassing me about websites and stuff from the
phone. Oh, boy.
So that's what's been happening, and that's why I'm kind of cautious with.
I gotcha. Yeah, one.
So it's nothing against you. So I'm just.
One thing our clients find, I mean, for anybody who's going to do any type of due diligence before reaching out to you, once you are on that first page for your services, once you've got a website and things like that, those types of phone calls tend to stop, you know. No one's going to call you if you already have a website and you're already on that first page. I mean, they'll call you if they're looking to hire you, but they're not going to call you to offer their services. They're professionally optimized with somebody else.
Okay. Is it okay to have or mention that I'm on Angie's list too? Now, the only reason I would want that listed on a website is because they did a background investigation.
Sure.
Of course, no issues, never has been, but, you know, if people do, you know, they are worried about things like that. You know, I've been
of course.
Some little kids, you know, and
oh, yeah.
You know, that's, I'm glad that Angie's list does that, but I don't know if, yes, that would be okay to include that.
Sure.
Or maybe
absolutely.
Background was completed and
yeah,
you know.
Yeah. I mean, we'll definitely promote you as a professional, legitimate company. I mean, I know that the Angie is pretty new, and I mean, you do have 2 5-star reviews on there. We can,
yes.
If you like, have actually, you know, the Angie or Home Advisor logo on your website as a clickable link that would go directly to your profile page that does talk about your services and company on that Angie or Home Advisor Powered by Angie profile with those 2 5-star reviews. Anything that you already have working for you will continue to work for you. It's just going to reach more people. So yeah, there's no problem at all. There's no conflict with Angie. It's a completely separate service, and we can even link that profile page to your actual website.
Okay. I probably will not continue with Angie.
Gotcha.
And,
right.
It's just, it's okay.
Yeah.
I've had the good luck with it so far. I just don't know how long it's going to last, so.
Right. I mean, it's interesting that you mentioned luck, because I think there is a lot of luck involved. I mean, obviously it's a shared lead system, so you get the same lead that goes out to a handful of your competitors. There's a lot of luck involved when you reach that person. You know, you might call them and one of your competitors already called them and scheduled it. They're not entertaining any more phone calls. They might even hang up on you, and you're still supposed to pay for that. But if you're getting a little bit of traction out of it, if you're getting some jobs, if it's paid for itself, I mean, that's great. Like I said, it does not conflict with our services at all. And I do have clients that have a lead-based service, whether it is Angie or something like Thumbtack or Networks or Crapjack. Most of my clients, in fact, I think most business owners in general, do prefer to get calls directly to them versus paying for lead. So you wouldn't necessarily have to cancel Angie, but a lot of my clients do scale back on their leads. They keep them paused more often. They cap them at a lower amount. Some of my clients will actually, you know, cancel the service altogether. Most people go to Google. You'll reach more people. And then, of course, every new client that finds you online is someone who can use your services again, recommend you to their friends. It's really going to help you to keep those jobs coming your way.
Okay. The only thing I need to do is I would like to schedule a call. Well, first, I'm out running around right now. So I need to get back. I will talk to the wife and see what her thoughts are.
Mm-hmm.
If she's
sure.
on board, I'll just call you back at this number.
Yeah, I'm going to also text you up my direct line. The number that you see is inbound to our mapping coordinators. So anyone who might be in between phone calls would take that call and then transfer the call over to me. But you spoke originally with Tara, so if she's in between phone calls, she would answer. It would be really, like I said, anybody who is in between phone calls, you can take that call just to transfer it over. It is inbound to our mapping coordinators, meaning that we have already reached out to somebody else or they wouldn't know that number. But I'm gonna text you anyway my contact information. It's a toll free. It's the same toll free as the company, the 877 number. This has my direct contact information on there. So you can dial my extension and it'll ring straight through to me. If I am not on a call, I'll answer it. If I am on a call or if it goes to voicemail, it's probably because I'm on a phone call. I can almost always call back within a half hour, maybe an hour at the moment.
That's fine. I don't expect anybody to, you know, drop what they're doing and call me back. So
right.
But I appreciate that. So
absolutely. So I did send that contact information out to you. It's still pretty early in the day. Would I be expecting that phone call before the end of the day?
Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect. I'll try to keep an eye on that, and certainly if if I miss a call or if I'm away from my desk, I'll check my voicemails. But I'm happy to answer any questions that you or your wife might have. And I'm pretty excited. I think you guys are really going to like this.
Of course. Okay. Well, thank you. I appreciate you.
Yeah, sounds good, Matt. We'll talk to you in a little bit. Thanks again for your time.
You bet.
You take care. Thank you. Bye-bye.